Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, this is Ryan Lundy with Young Adults. This devotion is titled, Praying as a Family. The older I've gotten, the harder it's been to make real friends. When I was younger, it was far easier. Two of my grade school best friends, Jonathan and Trevor, I met while in kindergarten with the simple opening question, Do you want to be my friend? With that simple opener, we became fast and close childhood friends despite tremendous differences in our personalities and interests. However, the older I got, the more my friends were built around the things that we had in common hobbies, passions, and interests. Altogether, these things built a self-selected pool of individuals who had a common comfort zone. In junior high and high school, my friends had similar interests in bands and sports and hobbies. That's the way we often make friends in the world, through a common comfort zone. Christ calls us to make a different set of relationships. These relationships are built between people with tremendous differences of personality, cultures, and passions. We can even see this reflected in the sort of people Jesus selected as his disciples. Levi, the tax collector sellout, is in the same circle as Simon, the religious extremist zealot. And yet, though Levi, Simon, and the other 10 disciples have tremendous differences, they are all gathered around a common person, Christ. What gave Christ the tremendous ability to unite these different people? The answer is, at least in part, found in what Christ does at the very beginning of this passage in verse 12. He went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Before he entered the tension of the 12 men he had assembled, Christ spent an abundant amount of time with his Father. This reveals the secret of the people of God. They are gathered and united together by prayer. Prayer is the only way that we can hope to connect a group of people who are totally different from one another in culture, in personality, in interests, in backgrounds, and in gifting. Because time spent in prayer is time spent with the Father. And from being one with the Father in prayer, we can experience what it's like to be one with one another. As a church, we engage with a monthly night of prayer, the first Wednesday of each month at 6:30 p.m. in the chapel. We have such an opportunity tonight. We would love to see you there and experience together the power of prayer to unite our church family. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope this blesses your day. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.